Where the fuck's the kazoo?
Oh, don't know.
Oh, we can't have that. Oh, thank you, Zusa.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Al. What are we going to do?
Oh, I know.
Have you still got your goldfish?
Yeah.
It's a well-known fact. If you blow in the mouth of a goldfish, it makes the same noise. It does. Only goldfish, mind. Don't try it on a pike. They'll have your tongue off.
Why would I want to try it on a gypsy, sir?
Can't see shit like that. Anyway, shall we start now? We'll have to make do. We'll have to think of something else.
It was there, sir.
Yeah.
Now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Oh, yeah! And as you well know, I was 20 before I realised I was retarded.
Oh, Ballack!
It's good the fact that Liverpool haven't won everything in sight, to start off with.
Crunch.
How can you talk to me about something you know nout about?
I don't know where information comes from.
Yeah, it's not that bloody funny when you're retarded.
Yeah, why do you look at me?
Boy!
And we are on v2football.com, at v2football on Twitter, the home of the 72 show, the V2 Football Podcast, the V2 Academy Podcast, and the Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast. And a bit of lowdown on each. The 72 show is our monthly Football League show with some great guests from the Football League world. The V2 Football Podcast brings you a humorous look at all the latest news from world football. Always good banter and some top interviews to go along with it. The V2 Academy is our summer show about coaching, player development and the academy football system around the world. The Broken But Glorious podcast is our fortnightly wrestling podcast reviewing pay-per-views, discussing British wrestling and WWE news, and it also brings you some exciting interviews with guys from both the British and the US indie scene. Welcome, everybody, to the Arsenal Premier League podcast with no kazoo. No kazoo. Well, we've lost the kazoo.
Lost the kazoo.
Lost the kazoo, absolutely.
Lost the half-time kazoo, the orange one that I bit in down to a little bit. It's fucking disappeared. I'm not happy. My little girl's taking it somewhere. I'm not going to be happy when I see her.
No,
I'm going to be right pissed off.
10 lashes, son. 10 lashes.
I don't want to do the podcast, Lash.
No, my heart's not in it, though. My heart's not in it.
If I ain't got the kazoo, what have I got? Nothing.
No.
I got fucking nothing.
No, I'd be honest.
I got to do stupid fucking pre-recorded fucking soundbite now at half-time. I had a tune ready to go as well, son. I was going to knock it out of the park this week.
Right, we'll have to. So we can do is save up for some kazoos, isn't it? Maybe there's someone out there from the kazoo factory who can send us a kind donation of a kazoo to get us back on track. Anyway, Al, we'll crack on. Football will get on with, but.
I don't want to.
What's happened this week, Al? Any gossip?
Fucking
any
nothing.
News?
Lost my kazoo.
No, nothing here either, son. but as we sit here recording. On a Sunday afternoon, watching Scottish football, Al. That's what makes us depressed anyway, Al. Never mind the kazoo.
The fact that I've lost my kazoo and now I've got to sit here watching fucking second-rate football. Not even fucking Rangers. No. Not even the greatest Scottish team ever lived.
No, exactly.
Rangers, I have to sit here watching Hearts versus Ibs.
Hearts versus Ibs.
The Edinburgh Derby, fucking.
While we wait for the proper football to start.
Shit.
The Premier League football, but big news today, Al, of course, breaking news this Sunday, Marco Silva, no lining for him, he's been sacked, son.
I did not know this.
Didn't know?
Didn't know.
Marco Silva sacked
so
from...
So silver lining gone?
Gone, no silver lining for Marco.
Oh, no.
He's gone, been sacked.
It's because of Everton's interest in him.
Well, Al, funny you should say that, Al, with you, without even knowing... Exactly what the board put out in an official statement.
Yeah.
The Watford board put an official statement out and said, ever since the Everton interest...
Oh, yeah. Everton blame... Watford blame Everton as they sack Silva. Garcia expected to be new boss.
So, as I suppose most football fans...
Well, Andy Garcia, the actor.
Andy Garcia, yeah.
I can't even fucking get this up, son. It's the same page not found.
Page not found. Yes, so Watford blame Everton... I mean, that's got to be the worst excuse you can get, really, innit? Blame the complete, lack of form that's been happening recently. Whether Everton were interested or not, at the end of the day, people say, oh, look, you know, before he ever had interest, Watford were fifth, blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, they had a great start of the season. But you look at all the big teams this season, they're all performing. So Watford were never going to stay fifth for the rest of the season. They're always going to lose games and lose a lot of games. So, where are we going now? Still on hand for this kazoo, son. Still on the hand.
My fucking kazoo.
There's a comb. There's a comb.
From fucking... Oh, this is my fucking comb.
Here's your comb, son.
Oh, well, sir.
So, yeah, just disgusting... disgusting decision from Watford.
Dirty bastard Elton John, that is.
That is, son. He's behind all this.
Oh, what?
He's behind most things. There's Elton. excuse me, gosh. But yeah, so that's the news of the day, Al, just to let you know, son.
Marco Silva, I didn't even look, son. Gone. I haven't looked at my football news today.
He's gone, son, he's gone. Of course, Sanchez nearly at Man United now. Mkhitaryan
has agreed to go to Arsenal.
So,
well, yeah, Alan Shearer said yesterday on Match of the Day.
What did he say?
He didn't fit, really. His face didn't fit.
Mkhitaryan?
In Manchester.
No, absolutely not. He had all his teeth for the start, didn't he? Anyway, enough with that. Any other news you've seen this week?
Did that sound like a fake laugh? It was a fake laugh. I didn't find it funny. I'm fucking bitter, son.
I wish you'd sit down, son. And just stop looking at this for kazoo.
I'm fucking finding a kazoo, Ash.
Just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. It's not here, son. It's not. It's gone.
You get up, son. Get up. Get up, son.
What?
Get up.
It's not here. Anyway, while Alex is frantically looking for this kazoo, we'll move on to the first game of the weekend.
Who puts the court there? Put it on the court hanger, please.
Well, I don't know where the court hanger is, so. anyway, the first game was the early kick-off Saturday. Brighton and Hove Albion. 2...
Oh, fucking hell, I thought that was it then.
Two teams playing against Chelsea, and they both lose 4-0. In the early kickoff, Eden Hazard with a couple of goals. Willian and Moses passed the Brighton defence.
There's another thing.
Go on, son.
The fucking voice.
What's voice?
I'm angry, son. Ooh, look at my face, I'm angry.
What voice?
A talent contest about singing.
Oh, the
and
voice.
And who's against the fucking judge? Ollie Murs.
Ollie Murs, son. Ollie Murs. Well, Al, he hasn't had a bad song, son. I'll stick up for Ollie here. He hasn't had a bad song.
He hasn't had any good fucking songs.
He hasn't had a bad one. They're all catchy little numbers, son. And that Hudson, fuck me, son. She's all about herself, isn't she? All about herself. Yeah. Anyway.
Fuck is this? Oh, I was looking for that.
Brighton nil, Chelsea 4, as we said. Hazard with a couple of strikes. Willian made his 50th consecutive, that means in a row, Alex, Premier League appearance.
I'm not doing that, I'm going for a pee.
the longest of any outfield player currently, longest run. Just goes to show the consistency in his performances and how highly Conte and Chelsea rate him. Eden Hazard, of course, passing 100 league goals throughout his career. Of course, taking into account his time back in France. And he's also moved past Gianfranco Zola in the table of all-time goals and assists in the Premier League for Chelsea. Totaling 102, 65 goals, 37 assists. So he's moving up the table for Chelsea there in terms of all-time name players there. Right, Dal? What are we going, sir? Baking paper, we're going to do that. Going to make one. Mr. Maker.
Fucking US, that's what I am.
So, and of course, Chelsea heavily linked with a couple of strikers, Al, this week. Andy Carroll, one of them.
Peter the Crouch.
Peter the Crouch, Al, as well. And there was someone else that they saw mentioned, maybe on loan. It's not bad, Al. Parchment paper and a comb. You can do it, son. Go on. See what noise. It's not working, is it?
That's all it is.
There is a way of doing it, though, isn't there?
Yeah.
I've seen it. YouTube it, son. YouTube it, son. Go on. Don't break your comb in anger, no. But anyway, great win for Chelsea. Brighton continue with a bit of banter out of form.
Did I check your ass?
You think you did, I'm not completely sure. Can't be completely sure, Al.
Fucking toys in.
I can't see it. I can't see it. We should have done this before the show, Al.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know, did I?
We'll move on to the other club in London. Arsenal 4.
Oh, whoa.
What?
That William goal was fucking special, wasn't it?
It was a nice goal.
Oh, that was a lovely back and forth. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, lovely.
You're back with us, sir.
Oh, no, I appreciate good value, son. That was good value.
It was cracking strike. Hazard was a decent goal as well.
I've got to put my Green Lantern ring on.
Oof. That'll get it set.
Darkest
night. And absolutely romping for Arsenal. 4-1 winners against Roy's boys, Crystal Palace. A macho man, Monreal.
I'm not even doing the impression, sir.
Oh, yeah! You're the macho man, Randy Savage. And every week I listen to the Action Now Premier League podcast on V2 Football with Miss Elizabeth. Oh yeah, snap into it. Dig it.
What impression? You don't do impressions, and you can't do
the macho man one.
Alex Iwobi.
Move your knee.
Alex Iwobi, Lauren Koscielny and Lacazette. With the goals for Arsenal. 4 goals, 4-0 up in, was it 22 minutes or something? They were 4-0 up.
4-0 up.
Absolutely phenomenal start for Arsenal.
When did you start with Chelsea? I thought Arsenal was the first game.
No, Chelsea was the early kickoff this week.
Was it?
Yeah. Brighton Chelsea.
You sure?
Yeah, I watched it.
You positive?
Yeah. Crystal Palace with the consolations few. Milivojevic, him, you know him?
Yeah,
you heard of him?
Milivojevic?
Yeah, that's the one. Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I know it's pronounced that name. I was practicing last night.
You just said it now. You're thinking about it now, you'll fuck it up, Sam. Go on.
What? No, you saying, like, the fucking actress, wasn't it?
Milivojevic.
Milivojevic.
Is that what you say?
No, it's Oh, that's luck. Who's seen that, son? Build your own double dagger.
What, a bus?
Yeah. No, a chocolate bar.
Build your own?
Yeah.
How could you build... What do you mean, build
your own? Like a die-cast thing. You know, weekly thing. Build your own transport thing. Yes. But different buses, I think.
I just said like a bus. You said no, there's chocolate bar.
Yeah, it's fucking joke. How do you build a fucking double-decker?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Fucking
up. Surely they've only a set amount of ingredients that can go in that.
This show's going up the fucking spokes, and it's like...
But of course, all the talk now is we don't need Sanchez. We don't need him. We beat Crystal Palace 4-1.
Yeah. So you're not going to sign a bang on then?
Well,
for 50 million.
Well, they should have signed anyway.
He's quicker than Nick up years.
Quicker than Nick up, then.
Who used to play for before Borussia Dortmund? Earlier on, I couldn't remember. And I didn't want to cheat Dash. I did not want to cheat.
Well, I'm going to go. I want to say.
In France.
Was it? I was going to say out in Italy.
No, it was France.
Oh, Lyon then, was it? Lyon? Huh?
No, not Lyon.
Oh, I don't know when. Best cheat. I mean, Arsenal, they're always likely to beat Crystal Palace. They've only lost one of the last 17 against them. And Lacazette's goal. Here you are, Al. Is a statement, son. Lacazette's goal was Arsenal's 500th in the Premier League, scored by a Frenchman.
Yeah, I know, sir. I've seen her match of the day.
Isn't it?
I've seen her match of the day.
Just goes to show, sir. Obviously, 200 or whatever it was, 170 odd, scored by Terry Henry. Of course, Al. Let it go, Al. We're not going to find it. And obviously, Monreal went off injured after about half an hour, though. Bit of a precaution, maybe, because they were cruising it. Alex Iwobi, who...
he had a good game yesterday, didn't he?
Who?
Scored a second goal.
Who are we talking about?
Iwobi.
Iwobi?
Yeah.
He had a decent game. And what time is it? It's about... There
about
we are.
Fidget spinner.
Nearly 3 o'clock on a Sunday, so
Hayley McQueen's supposed to present the Scottish, did she?
Yeah, I think so. So yeah, nearly three.
Very disappointed with her leak photos, Ash.
What?
Her leak photos.
Did she have leak photos? Did
yeah.
She? Oh, she's better with a potato, sir.
Nothing dirty.
No. No.
Devastated, I was.
But yeah, so as you said, Ansel will be good game. But as it's 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, he's probably just getting in for the night before now anyway.
Yeah, dirty stop out.
Dirty stop out. But did you see that? And then he played him starting in the next game, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to find him 2 weeks' wages. And he'll be rightfully punished. And he starts next game. Arguably, which could turn out to be Arsenal's biggest game of the season. Carabao Cup semi-final. But there we are. Crack away for Arsenal. Obviously, don't need Sanchez, don't need no one.
I don't know how to break this to you.
What's that, sir?
I think we've lost the kazoo.
We've lost the kazoo.
The only way I can...
Stop recording.
Have a look underneath the sofa, sir. I'm going to lift it up, sir.
It's not there.
Anything.
Not there.
Anything worth a value?
No. No.
Nothing? Any toys?
No. Pen top, a lollipop stick. Go on, Al. Leave it be, son.
I bet she's taking it to fucking school.
Oh, can you imagine?
She's a sneaky little shit. She puts toys in her pockets.
I did that with my years ago with my brother's. He had naked women playing cards.
Yeah.
And I took him in and he fucking caught me. That bastard, isn't he? Took him off me. Fucking devastated, son. Devastated.
You don't take playing cards in? Yes, a naked woman. Pen. Could you conceal it, then?
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, she's not naked. Look, she's got a bikini.
This is a whole pack of
cards. I'll tell you a story the other day. It happened to me.
Go on, sir.
I was that close of buying giant playing cards.
Giant cards?
Cards, that's how I said. Huge giant playing cards in Aldi's, £3.99 reduced. Did I? No, I didn't. Ever since that day, I regret it.
You regret that, son? Of course
I
you
do.
Will.
I do, I regret it.
We could have had a game on the old ILO on the podcast, son. Isn't it? We could have, son. You're not going to find it. You're not going to find it, Al. It's gone. So we move on then to the second place team. You've looked in there, son.
Yes. Don't want to look again.
Manchester United away to Burnley, who battled hard but couldn't prevent Anthony Martial, Tony Martel.
That was a good goal,
man. Oh, yes. Emphatic is a word for that.
It was really close of not being a goal as well, wasn't it? But it was a goal, and it was a good goal.
It was a good goal.
Sweet goal.
It was a good goal. Tony Martel with a winner for Manchester United.
He's pulling the his
two right now. Three games consecutively in the Premier League has scored. Best run for himself. And, so Man United march on, get the results. Obviously, everyone's... See, they're all jumping on a bandwagon and a press as well. What's his name? I can't remember his name. Holt. Oliver Holt, is it? Can't remember who he writes for. Thino, blah, 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 you know, his style of football. They're just a rich man Stoke. Man like this, apparently.
Holy fuck.
You know what I mean? Come on, no, but like we've said before, 15, 20 years is how they fucking play. It's how Mourinho's teams play. And they win things. There's more than one. Yes, I'd rather sit there and watch a fucking Man City, a Pep side, or a Klopp side attack in football or whatever. But it doesn't mean... Mourinho is wrong to play that style of football.
If it gets results, it gets results.
There's more than one way to fucking play football. Yes.
There's more than one way to skin a cat.
Exactly. There's more than one way to skin a cat. There's more than one way to play a football. Yes, I'd rather watch attacking, free-flowing football. But then I can appreciate then a great defensive performance as well. Much like we had in the Euros. How many teams? Iceland, for example.
Yeah.
Great defensive performances. And they were applauded throughout. You know what I mean? By all their fans, like that. Exactly applauded like that, Al. So, it's just, you know what I mean? People need to get off their high horse and just, you know, we had all this before, you know, when people criticised Sam Allardyce's play or Tony Pulis's style of play. There's more than one way to play a fucking game of football and get results. If people just accept that, you know what I mean? And you could admire a great defensive performance, as we have many times from Burnley this season.
Yeah.
Battling hard. And of course this weekend was 22 years ago that Man United trailed Newcastle by 12, 13 points, whatever.
Was it really?
So could there be a repeat? I hope so. I don't think there will.
I hope so.
I hope so, but I don't think there will be. But yeah, there we are, cracking one for Man United, keep the run going, keep the pressure a little bit on Manchester City. And yeah, keeping that second spot for the moment. Should we move on one more game before our time? You know,
because I've seen that, son, in McDonald's.
What's that?
Bacon flatbread.
Flatbread? Bacon?
It's cheese and bacon in a flatbread for breakfast. Now, I thought, well, that's not bad, but that's the only one available, apparently.
Is it?
Where's the egg one? Where's the breakfast patty? Sausage?
Surely you can fit out in a flatbread, can you?
Yeah.
Don't understand it, son. Yeah, I've seen it. I don't like that, you know McDonald's, you know, their cheese or whatever is fake, but that looks proper plastic cheese.
Yeah,
you buy yourself that, isn't
you
it?
You don't like processed, burger cheese, do you?
No, I do, but that looks like the exact cheese I can go and buy in a supermarket.
That's
I want
sir.
Something a bit more...
You look at that sideways.
From a class establishment like McDonald's, I want something a bit higher up, sir.
Cheap. You look at that flatbread, that cheese and bacon flatbread.
Yeah.
Sideways. Looks like an old woman naked.
I haven't seen many since your mother.
No.
Anyway, as we said, we'll move on one more game before half time.
God, if I had a washboard, I would have brought out the washboard. Oh, I would buy washboard.
Something
I haven't played it for neon 30 years.
Get the go on, we'll
no,
go.
Can't be.
Get our spoons out, Sam. We'll go all Phil Collins, son. Can play anything we can. We move on to Goodison Park. Everton 1, West Brom 1. Jay Rodriguez with the early
I
goal.
I bring up my guitars.
Really, old fucking hell.
Please.
I've had enough of that for fucking 20 years, son. Oh, I can play fucking guitar. I can. Left handed. Oh, you have to play it upside down.
I don't play my guitar upside down.
You had to, didn't you? First, when you first started?
My first acoustic one, yeah. Because it was a right-handed one.
The Vauhin.
I've got a specially made left-handed one now.
Oh, have you now?
Yeah. It was a present off an ex-girlfriend. It's the only thing I still keep after she left me.
And the memories.
And the memories. Oh, why did she leave me Christmas Day? Oh, fucking dead.
Anyway,
well, Christmas Day, ladies and gentlemen, it was the 23rd of December.
No, there we are.
Heartless bitch.
Jay Rodriguez put West Brom Albion up, 1-0 up, in the first 4 or 5 minutes, whatever it was. And then second half equaliser through Nyasi, whatever it is.
You had the second half equaliser through your nan's arse.
That's right, son, that's right. There's rain. Fastest goal as a substitute this season from in the Premier League, 56 seconds. And of course.
Assisted by Theo Walcott.
Exactly right,
yeah, 20 million right. From Arsenal this week.
Worth it.
Wearing the number 11 shirt.
Number 11, was he? Number 11, was he? Absolutely, there we are.
And of course, nasty, nasty little.
James McCarthy.
James McCarthy breaking his leg. Nasty.
Fucking hell. What's his name, Rondon? In tears, wasn't he?
In tears, God bless him.
In tears, whack it, did he? Nasty, wasn't it? Two places, bro.
Two places, yeah.
Proper.
Yeah, Goodison and in the hospital. They dropped him again. Hey! No. Can't joke about that. That's quite terrible.
Yeah, it was. So, all the best to him, obviously.
As bad as my missing gazoo.
Not quite, you know what I mean? I'm sure he'll get over this, but, you know, will we ever recover from the kazoo?
No.
You know, and so Everton, I mean, it's a so-so. West Brom, we'll look at it as a great away point. But then when you look
good
at it...
snow in Scotland, in Edinburgh.
So. Oh, snow up in Edinburgh.
I don't know that, what do you mean that? But up the hill, watching a game of football over there. Get my methadone up there, you know. Can't stay, I've got to go and get my fucking medication.
But yeah, Everton, I mean, we
look. Oh, thank God, that was three fucking Southampton, Tottenham started.
Is there only one game today in the Premier League? Yeah, obviously you've got Swansea, Liverpool tomorrow, and Monday Night Football.
Bastards, home games are on there.
Yeah.
I'd be home by that.
They'll all be out, sir.
You want though? You got gymnastics after me,
gymnastics, we'll be home till about six. Might just miss it.
Yeah, about five.
Might just miss
it. No, about quarter to six,
I might just miss it. Heavy traffic. But yeah, Everton's recent bad form, really, under Big Sam. They've dipped a bit, got themselves back on track here, hopefully with a 1-1 point on the board. Obviously, there's still no danger at all of them going down. And they're spending money in there, of course, as you said, Theo Walcott. What's his name? Senk Toussaint last week.
Yeah.
Who are they going to get this week, Alan? Who are they going to get? Who knows? Now,
good fucking goalkeeper.
Nah, I don't know.
It was Crystal Palace.
No, they need new defenders. I mean, you still look at Ashley Williams.
He was on the bench the other day.
Yeah, Phil Jagielka, who could still play, but they haven't got the pace in defence.
No, we said that all season.
Exactly, you need to cope with
season.
The opposite players. So, I mean, who was it? West Brom, you know, Johnny Evans, they come out and said they take 23 and a half million. So they're expecting a bid from Man City. Well, not be funny if you're a club like Everton, look at that and think, let's try and sneak in there and let's try and get him. Try, you know, bid for him, get it accepted, try and get it through. You know, that's the sort of player they could do with, you know what I mean? He still, you know, can cope with most. You know, he's got a bit of pace about him, is what I'm trying to say. It's just as good as Jagielka and Ashley Williams. And, you know, he can run quicker, so that's what you want. And he can organise his defence, you know. So, you know, that would be my thing. You know, if Big Sam's listening,
you know, he always does. He's massive.
I have heard. But yeah, so that brings us to our time.
Oh, I know.
In the Premier League review.
This is not me, ladies and gentlemen. This is just
Alex. Play the
soundbite.
That's half time in the Premier League review.
Half time, yeah.
With the soundbite kazoo.
What we got this one?
None of them. Oh, none of them. I mean, it's a bit uplifting, but you can tell that's gone through the auto tuner, that has, son.
Yeah,
so that's not raw, is it? That's not the raw. The raw, you know.
That's Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, without a
doubt. Auto-tune. Girls allowed.
Yeah. That's not the raw kazoo we love.
Yeah.
Is it? You know what I mean? So, yes, obviously we're on v2football.com, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to go on the website, check out all the other podcasts. Still available, the 72 show from this month, featuring Tim Flowers interview, ex-England and Premier League champion with Blackburn, of course. And they go through all the FA Cup scores results from recent weeks. And plenty more Football League chat. So get your listening gear around that. And, of course, the V2 Football Podcast. New episode last week where they talk big discussions about the impact of the VAR, of course.
Yeah, a lot of...
New assistant referees.
A lot of trouble with that.
A lot of trouble, a lot of controversy. I don't think it's going to, you know, it's just not for me, son. It's not for me. It's not needed, you know what I mean?
Not in football. It's good in rugby.
Yeah.
Because it's done professionally in rugby. They know how to do it.
Yeah.
Football, they just seem, can't fucking.
No. I mean, come on now. They're testing it in high profile games here, and they haven't got a fucking clue. You know what I mean? Should be tested behind, you know, it should be, well, you know, it should be set a plan, and everyone should know exactly what they're doing before it's rolled out in any sort of big game like this, you know what I mean? But yeah, so check them out and check out the nearly new Broken But Glorious podcast.
You got to stop saying that, son, because it's not nearly new.
It is. It was new, now it's nearly new. In a couple of weeks, it'll just be the wrestling podcast. The wrestling podcast from V2 is, and this last week, they've done a 2018 predictions show. As the lads book the main titles for the year, and see if they can predict anything that comes true.
What was it, son? What did they predict?
I just listened to it. Yeah,
they didn't ask us.
Huh?
They didn't ask us,
son. But they, you know, looked at the, you know, Universal Championship, of course, and you know the lads took in turns predicting, you know, the bookings for the year, basically who's going to win it, who's going to, you know, in the pay per views, blah blah blah. So give that a listen as well. And of course,
who presents that, son?
Huh?
Who presents that?
That's Lapping Up with Laughing. That is
Lapping Up with Laughing. Have you told him about that?
I haven't, son. I haven't.
He should know about that because that's a good stage name for him.
He should. I'm sure he would because he does listen to us every week. Of course, one of our, the only one who does. And of course, guys, we are sponsored by artoffootball.com, whose handcrafted designs try to emulate the beauty of those split-second moments. The moments you never forget, as they look to capture the energy, passion and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of a football. They only produce a limited number of each design, so your T-shirt, canvas, whatever you may purchase, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. So it's artoffootball.com. At Art of Football on Twitter, search for them on Facebook and Instagram, and enter the promo code ActionAl for 10% off at the checkout. And of course, don't forget, we are back.
Where's my phone gone? From outer space. Don't turn around now, because you're not walking. Is that the word?
Yeah, sounds right.
Walk out the door, don't turn around now.
Sounds about right, sir. Now that would have been better with a kazoo. This would have been the right moment to bang that out on a kazoo, sir. Yes, don't forget to get on fantasytote.com, ladies and gentlemen. Our affiliates. It's basically spread betting. There's Emma, get on it, .com. There's playing everything
like
on there.
Just like Ash's mother does.
Hey, do right, son. Do right, son.
And I go.
Yeah, get on it. Spread betting. They'll explain all the thing. You've got 5-a-side. You've got 11-a-side. You've got star man of the week, star team of the week. You can all pick and decide who's this. Highlights from yesterday. This is Leicester.
Super trooper, like they gonna fly.
So, from Fantasy Talk.
Once, I do love ABBA.
Huh?
You love ABBA?
I do like ABBA, so. Good. My mother likes ABBA.
Am I putting you off there? Oh, sorry, Sally.
No. Right. Sorry.
Go on, Sally. You're doing something really important.
Not important, no. Nothing's important on this song, we know that. But yeah, so check out from Fantasy Talk. They've given us some tips of the week for next week and the start club.
What was that noise?
I've kicked your clock.
Oh, fucking put it back.
Kicked your clock. If you put them away properly, Al, he wouldn't be in people's way. Anyway.
Dullhead.
Their tip next week for Team of the Week, or Club of the Week, as you might say, is Manchester City, who are at home to West Brom. And their tip for Star Player of the Week is Eden Hazard, who's at home to Bournemouth. Yes, as we said, Star Club of the Week, Manchester City at home to West Brom. And star player Eden Hazard at home to Bournemouth. And a featured fixtures for next week to put together your five-a-side or whatever
it is. What was it called? FeedMyTip.com? What was that? It was called
something like that. Feel the Tip, I think it was.
Feel the Tip.com. Yeah.
Anyway, you want to get
it to something crude, didn't we?
Every week. Each and every week. Yeah. Anyway, you'd much better off on FancyTalk.com or .co.uk, ladies and gentlemen. And a featured fixtures for next week.
You sound like you're on BBC, do you, Sam?
Yeah.
There's other there's other products out available, ladies and gentlemen. There's
plenty of other products out there. Fancy Talk is probably the best. Huddersfield against Liverpool, Chelsea against Bournemouth, and Tottenham against Manchester United. The featured fixtures for next week to build your little team up for a spread betting. So get on it, ladies and gentlemen. Fancy Talk. And don't forget to check out, go on our Twitter, at Ashenal Podcast, and you'll find a tweet there where you can sign up and whatever.
Yeah, I'm not actually allowed to go on that. I haven't got the password.
I haven't got it, son.
Ash doesn't trust me, because I might put out random shit.
You put random shit up, son.
I could do on my
If page. I knew the password, I'd give it to you, son. It's just so that my phone keeps it logged in, so I haven't remembered the password, son.
Well, just say forgot password.
I will, I'll change it. I will. Yeah. I change it. There we are. We're sorted. But yes, get on our Twitter. Check out the tweet about Fantasy Talk, and get on there, sign up, and make a bet. Because not as well as you just winning a shed full of money through them, it will keep us going a little bit, and hopefully
a little bit.
Allow us to stock up on some kazoos. So do
I've just been looking on Amazon.
Oh yeah,
you got metal ones.
Metal ones.
I can't touch metal, son.
No,
you know my phobia.
Yeah. Exactly. Right, Dal, we need a kazoo to start us with the second half of the review. Da, 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 da. And here we go.
What was that, Johnny Briggs?
Johnny Briggs, down the slides.
Yeah.
Good quality. Fair dues. Didn't know you could play the trumpet.
Yeah. In Johnny Briggs, the name of the actor who played Ken, not Ken Barlow, Mike Baldwin.
Baldwin, I think so.
Johnny Briggs, yeah.
I think so. Anyway, we'll move on. As we said, well, just so happens the highlights are being shown now. Leicester 2, managerless Watford.
Well, that's a good timing.
No, very good timing. 2-0 winners, Jamie Vardy with a penalty. Raheem Mahrez with the 90th minute second goal. Beautiful little effort. Strike took on a couple of players. Boosh in the corner. And the form is in the last few months. It'll surprise me if he doesn't go in this window, Mahrez.
Yeah.
I think a club, I mean, he's been linked before with Arsenal, Tottenham.
Liverpool.
You'd say they're attacking football. He'd suit Liverpool. I think he'd suit Tottenham as well, who could do with a bit more threat. I mean, they've got some very very good midfielders in terms of Eriksen, who's probably the standout at the moment. Dembele and Dyer, obviously more defensive. Not as much pace, but obviously you've got Kane and Son and Ali. But if they had someone like Mahrez as well, a bit of ingenuity in there, a bit of jinky runs, getting past a few players, plenty of pace, good quality finisher as well. But it's whether old Poch fancies him or not. I know there's talk about who's the guy in Bordeaux?
Malcolm.
I'll go for that. You know, he's I think he's a right winger or a left winger. Can play on either wing, dark wing. So yeah, but anyway, getting back to Leicester. Cracking, I think we're up to 7th or 8th now, Leicester.
Yeah.
Claude Puel, flying.
They just play like that, they can win the Premier League.
Oh, without a doubt, maybe. As you said, time and time again, goes to show us Southampton are missing now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, with Pellegrino.
I reckon they get a good old stuffing today.
I think they will. And
Harry Kane hat-trick.
Well, they've done
it. Son hat-trick. Dele Alli hat-trick. 9-0.
Just like... If he goes to 9, he needs to go to 10 to break the record of biggest defeat.
And Ben Davis, hat-trick.
Ipswich.
so just happened to be all them are in my dream team as well.
Is it?
Yeah. So 12-0 to Tottenham. That's a tip for you, ladies and gentlemen. Bush.
There we are. But yeah, I mean, you're looking at Claude Puel. He's got the defence sorted. Harry Maguire, who I fully expect and I think deserves a spot in the England squad.
He's
World
Irish.
Cup. Who?
Harry Maguire.
Is he Irish, is he?
Well, the name, Maguire.
Yeah. I like that. Harry.
What? It's pronounced in Ireland differently.
Is it?
Like Ian. It's spelt different, isn't it? E-I-O-N.
E-I-O-N. On the farm.
E-I-O-N.
But yeah, I mean, fantastic. Claude Puel just goes to show with players, a bit of pace up front with Vardy, Mahrez. Players like that, he didn't really have at Southampton. But he had them playing well defensively. Probably, you know, some Southampton fans will complain that it was boring football or whatever. Which, you know, is a similar style of what he's doing at Leicester. He's just got that bit more quality up front to win the football games.
Yeah.
So fantastic for Leicester, flying high. And, yeah, Watford.
Do you know,
go on.
Javier Garcia will be the 10th manager of Watford since 2000.
Well, I mean, we talk about this talk show, it's disgusting. Someone,
was it the pools of
it should be
family
it should be looked at the board now. They should be looked at, the owners, yeah. Should be looked at, because that's disgusting as a Premier League side, isn't it? Or any
where's
side, any side, side
day, where's Elta?
Where's that exactly, son? Taking a back seat, me, son. Taking a back seat, because but yeah, I mean, come out and say it's the poor form, it's the play, you know, it's the players, blah blah blah. When they sack the manager, I can't blame Everton, because you know they've only, I think, 5 points from the last 33 available they've won. Well, that's a reason for sacking him. Not coming out and saying, oh well, it was because Everton turned his head and he wasn't committed anymore. Is it? Fuck. You know what I mean? Come on now. What a bollocks. Anyway, we move on to Paul Lambert at Stoke City. 2-0 winners.
Stoke City manager.
Stokes.
They got their man in the end, didn't they?
They got their 300th choice. Paul Lambert. 2-0 winners over Huddersfield Town, who are dropping, son.
Yeah, they're
dropping. Di Wagner needs to do something. Bit of talk of the Dortmund centre back, Subotic, is it? Nevan Subotic.
Subotic.
Yeah, it's talk of him, isn't it? They talk of him going for him. Dave Wagner said, well, no, you know what I mean? We've done all our business. If something comes up and available, we might look at it. But there's talk of that. That'd be a good, very good centre. Very experienced centre back. And they need something. But again, as with the newly promoted sides, as with half of the league, they all need a striker. Basically, to stick the ball in the back of the net.
Yeah.
And they're all going to, you know, sooner or later, they're all going to have to spend money to get one of those.
Don't have a striker, you can't put the ball in the back of the net.
Exactly. Stoke, of course, had the Welsh, what's his name?
Joe Allen.
The Welsh, what do they call him?
Pirlo.
The Welsh Pirlo, yeah. That's a terrible comparison, if you ask me. Because he's crap. Anyway, and Mamabara Diouf with a second goal for Stoke, who get Paul Lambert off to a winning start. I can't remember if he ever, his aside, did he ever score two goals in his whole reign at Aston Villa?
Don't think so.
I don't think so. But cracking start for him.
He's a Dortmund boy, isn't he?
Well, Champions League winner with him,
Champions
League,
yeah.
96,
97. 96, wasn't it?
No.
97. 97, yeah, UV won in 96.
With a star kit. Yeah. Blue star kit, lifting a trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah, 97 he won it.
Was it Karl-Heinz?
Karl-Heinz Riedler.
Oh,
beautiful, beautiful striker, I remember that. Anyway, we'll move on to the Happy Hammers, West Ham.
Forever blowing bubbles.
West Ham 1, Bournemouth 1. Ryan Fraser with a goal for Bournemouth. He's hitting some cracking form, both with assists and goal scoring lately. And Chicharito, you and I know, with the equaliser for West Ham.
He's been linked with a move to
anywhere and everywhere, sir.
Yeah, for like only like 10, 12 million.
Yeah, I can't see it. They reckon Moisey don't fancy him. It's just...
Apparently he might be off to LAFC.
Is it?
Biggest transfer in MLS history.
Is it really?
Or
is it
somewhere else he might be? Well, China.
They've just had a big transfer in there as well. Ezequiel Barco,
yes,
from, he's gone to Atlanta, is it?
Yes.
Atlanta, whatever. One of the biggest moves. Young Argentine, that is a big signing for the MLS, to be honest with you. He's a really talented youngster.
Yeah, hell of a signing.
A very, very talented young Argentine guy. He's worth looking out for, and I can see him only being there for 2 years, 3 years, maybe maximum. You know, he's only 18, 19, before he's at a top European club for me, I think. But anyway, yeah, I mean, it's a strange one for me. He always scores goals. He hasn't been as prolific as you might expect this season. But then, you know, with four months of the season, West Ham underperforming. He's in and out of the team. He's been played wide sometimes. He's not been played up the top. And when he's played up the top, sometimes at West Ham, it's been just him up the top. So, you know what I mean? He can only do so much on his own. But I think if you have him in an attacking team with two strikers or three attacking players and him one of them, then I think he will score goals without a doubt. As long as he's in the box, of course. David Moyes, of course, collects 16 points from his last 9 Premier League games. I think it was more than his previous 30-odd games in total or something in the Premier League. So he's come in, he's had a great effect. Always a replay of the Mahrez goal now, son.
Yeah, it's not a bad goal, sir.
He does well. Good finish. Good tight finish. Takes on the man there. I can't remember the defender. Takes him on. Leaves him on his arse. Oosh, lovely finish across the goal. So, I mean, you know, something like that, you know. You wonder if Liverpool need him, but then obviously there's talk. They're prepared to let Sturridge go now, aren't they? Come out today and said they'll let Sturridge leave this transfer window.
Liverpool?
Yeah. They'll let him leave this transfer window.
Apparently into Milan.
Big thing about going to Italy. It's surprising if there's no other Premier League side who would go for him.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? You wonder if maybe Rafa doesn't like him, but maybe a side like Newcastle, who are just looking for that bit of absolute top quality up front. And there's no doubt when he's fit and firing, he is one of the best in the Premier League. You know, a side like West Ham. You know, there's so many sides you look at in the Premier League. Well, they could do with someone like him, fully fit. You know what I mean? That's teams down the bottom, that saves your season, eh? But then, like you said, would you want to go with them? when he's linked with big European sides like Inter Milan, etc., etc.
That's right. You look.
And yeah, so David Moyes continues to pick up points for West Ham. Bournemouth with an away point. I mean, ticking over slightly. I still expect them to have a bad run and dip right. I expect them to go down. Bournemouth. Yeah. I do. I just think they're going to run out of defensively. We've always said for over a year now, absolutely terrible defensively. And strikers, they're just not scoring goals. They're strikers. So I think sooner or later, if the teams below them, you know, a few of them start picking up points, putting pressure on them, I think they're going to go. They do. But anyway, we'll move on to the evening kickoff then, the last game of the Saturday. Manchester City against Newcastle. 3-1 winners. Sergio Aguero, hat-trick.
Hat-trick.
And I am fuming I didn't have him in my dream team.
Take him off, did
you? It's the first season I've never had him.
Yeah,
you every haven't. Season yeah. I've had him. And this season, because I was talking of him in the summer going, wasn't I?
Yeah.
I thought, right, I won't have him. And I had Jesus. I had Jesus instead.
He's dead. A fuck off.
And he's a fuck off. Absolute shit. He's another Iheanacho, son. Iheanacho! Iheanacho! Iheanacho!
Iheanacho!
But yeah, hat trick. The first perfect hat trick in the Premier League, so to speak, left foot, right foot header, since August 2015. Not August, sorry. Since 2015 against Newcastle, and it was Sergio Aguero who done that one. So.
Ooh, well.
Deja vu. Jacob Murphy with a consolation for Newcastle, who did push him a little
bit.
Was
Jacob Murphy?
Huh?
I thought it was Matt Ritchie.
Not Jacob Murphy, wasn't it?
I thought Matt Ritchie played it. I could have sworn it was Matt Ritchie.
I thought it was Jacob Murphy, ex-Norwich boy, isn't he? Scammer. Scambag, he's got six fingers.
It was Jake Murphy. Oh, yeah. Fuck, I thought that was a bloody
no.
Matt Ritchie.
Nah, won't make a change.
Lionel's son.
He's fucking still looking for his dog. Poor bastard. Still looking for his dog, he is, poor bastard. Anyway, yeah, Jacob Murphy. I mean, he went to 2-1, and Newcastle were having a little bit of a go. We thought, they could get back into this, but Aguero completed the hat trick, of course, and buried that, and continued. Got them back. On winning ways after that defeat against Liverpool, of course, last weekend. And that is the end of the Premier League review.
It's just not the same, is it?
It's just not the same, man. We'll have to get this kazoo sorted, son. They said I'm in a pan shop.
I'll try my best to find it this
week. Find one.
Podcast.
But never fear, ladies and gentlemen, still got the world famous beer mat quiz to come. Alex is currently 2-0 ahead.
Crash, break is dark. How many questions have we got wrong now in a row?
Right. It was all of last series.
Yeah.
So and this series for 16 shows, 16 questions. The series before, I don't know, I may have got some wrong then as well before.
But in a row?
Consecutively. Means in a row. 16. Definitely 16. That's guaranteed.
That's pretty poor.
That is very poor now.
And I don't get one right every week, but I get some right.
Anyway, let's crack on. If you've never heard it before, the basic premise of the Beer Mat Quiz is... Episode 7. Basic premise of the Beer Mat Quiz is we have an unlimited number of...
You need to answer the next three questions, right? And I'd need to answer them wrong to win.
Absolute piece of piss.
Okay.
Absolute piece of piss. Right. Anyway, the basic premise of the beer mat quiz is we have an unlimited number of beer mats. We shuffle them, pick a beer mat each. And you ask the question to your opponent, which is you, Alex.
Hello. Me. Yep.
Hope you get your question right and hope they get theirs wrong. And that's how it goes. And whoever's leading at the end of the series, 10 episodes in the series, ladies and gentlemen, we do just to keep it nice for us, so we can keep the count, basically.
Yeah. How many times have I won this? 4, 3.
Yeah. I'll go for four. Anyway, lads, you are the reigning, defending, undisputed champion.
Might as well just hand it to me every fucking start of the season, you know.
Do you want me to ask you first?
Yeah.
Oh, wait there. Pick a card, huh?
I picked the card there.
Yeah. Do you want me to ask you the question first, or do you want to ask me the question?
I think I went first last week, didn't I? So you can go first this week.
You want me to ask you?
No, you tit.
You're going to ask me first? Okay, go on then.
Oh, there you are. This is a different one. Do you want question A or question B?
Oh, gosh. Very new. I go for B.
Oh, right. Which football legend finished his playing career with 3 appearances for Australian team Perth Azzurri in
1980? Perth Azzurri. Oh, right. 1980. Don't dial, because that was in my head now. You've just put me off now. Well, I'm going to try and think somewhere else, aren't I? Nasty man.
Why are they showing highlights of Jermaine Defoe? He doesn't play for South Africa.
Jermaine Defoe! He's in the studio, son. Right, well, I mean, first instinct was George Best, without a doubt. But I have to try and think of
something
else.
Always been told, go with your gut instinct.
Yeah, you have. I'm sure you have, Al. That's why.
Because many a times I've been like, oh, I should have gone with my gut there.
That's why you want me to do it now, because you know I'm wrong, Al. That's why you tried to throw me off in a song, Al. So, bully for you, you've just tipped me off there, haven't you?
Have I, though?
But I can't think of any other legends. Retired in 1980.
Double bluffing?
Yeah, probably. Let's have a think. Perth Glory, 1980. Christ, that's difficult, isn't it? Let's have a think of this.
1980.
You know,
if you get this right, son, I will answer you the other question on the card, and you can have that point as well.
Right, like you said, you know, when you think of, when you've said that, legends, you know what I mean? So obviously you think of people like Best. Think of Pele. Was that too late for him?
No, he played for the Allies in 1980. Get it, I missed that over Christmas.
Australia, Perth.
Oh, come on, man! Jesus, you take too long, you do, son. Too long. People don't want to hear you saying fucking words over and over again. They want to fucking boost, quick out. You don't get this shit on Question Sports. Or the other probe used to be on, what's it called? They think it's all over.
Bobby Moore?
Oh, do you know what? I thought you almost got it then. Bobby Charlton.
He went in and out of my head, he did Charlton.
Hear that about him. Do you want to know what the other question was?
Go on then.
Who is the manager of Ipswich Town?
Dunno.
That was your second question.
Oh, well, there we are.
Bobby Charlton retired in 1980.
There we go. Amazing. Fit boy, see? Right, here we go, Alex.
17 wrong.
17 wrong in a row, sir. Are you ready?
So if I get this one right, I won.
Oh.
Yeah, because there's only...
It could be a draw. Get ahead of yourself, sir.
All right.
Right, here we go. Let's see what this says, sir. Oh, what about choice, sir? Manchester United. Now, you've heard of them. Finished in which position in the 13-14 season? A, 6th. B, 7th. C, 8th. D, 9th. Matt, you want me to repeat that?
No, I don't need to repeat that. So, 6, 7, 8 or 9. It's not hard.
Manchester United finished in which position in the 2013-14 season? 6th, 7th, 8th. 9th.
I go for 7th.
He's going for 7th, ladies and gentlemen! He's right! 7th it is! It was 7th.
Oh, 3-0 to me.
3-0!
My gut was telling me 6th. Oh. I thought, no, I'm going for 7th.
You just said the words go weaker.
I know, I lied. 3-0 to me.
Hey, well done, Al. Well done.
3-0 to me.
Well done. It's all set for the tiebreaker.
So you got the 3 right. 8, 9, 10.
I will. And then we'll have a tiebreaker son on the 10th show. Yeah. Isn't it?
Oosh. Almost like we set it up. No, I'm going to fucking destroy you.
Yeah, no chance, sir. No chance, sir. Who knows what the beer match will bring next week? But yes, that is us done for this week, ladies and gentlemen.
Hopefully, really easy questions for you.
Yeah, hope so, yeah. Just hope so we can do, innit? We will, of course, be back.
Yeah, Michelle Boom's on the bench. Starting as.
Who? Go on.
Michelle Boom.
The Tottenham starting lineup. Of course, who else have we got now?
Is Hugo Lloris injured, is he?
Hugo Lloris. Yeah, he must be. Or suspended, eh? Is he suspended or injured?
I don't know, he didn't play in the last game.
No, he didn't, did he? I don't even know, Al, to be honest with you, son. I do not know. But, of course, we'll be back next week. Plenty of football.
Same again. Podcast time, same podcast channel.
Of course, midweek games we've got this week, of course.
Are we?
Yes, midweek fixtures.
Ash doesn't like to do midweek podcasts because he can't be bothered to. I'm always up for it, but
I'm a busy man.
Takes two to do this podcast, and obviously he did want to do.
I'm a busy man, son. I'm a busy man.
What, scratching your arse?
Yeah, too right, son. Absolutely. No, sorry, it's not, is it? What am I looking at here? No, I tell a lie,
you
look,
Cara,
fixtures? Cara. Is it FA Cup next weekend, is it?
Is it?
Must be.
We got Carabao Cup.
So we won't be back for 2 weeks, Al.
Have we not got midweek games?
It's next midweek. Must have FA Cup next weekend, and then a midweek round of fixtures, then.
Well, if it is the case, ladies and gentlemen, you might see us, you might not.
Who knows? We might make an appearance, we might not.
You don't know.
See how we feel.
We'll have to find out what the fixtures are like first.
Yeah. They're worth talking about, son.
Yeah.
If we can find a kazoo. Any kazoo people out there, send us your donations. We need a kazoo.
I think, I thought the kazoo community would rally around us, seeing that we put on lessons.
Oh, I tell you what, we'll start a campaign. We'll start a GoFundMe page.
GoFundMe.
How much are they? £3? Reach our target.
There's
£3.
A box of 40 on Amazon for $27.99.
That'll be our target.
And I'm Prime, so I can get it next day.
Is that free delivery?
Free delivery.
There we are, ladies and gentlemen. That's all we need. $27.99 is our target. We'll start a GoFundMe page.
GoFundMe.
See if we can get 27.
See if I can see.
I bet we don't get more than 10 pence. So. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back. Well, just look out for us. We'll be here somewhere. But in the meantime, have a good week.
And be lucky. I miss you.